Hello. Thanks for shining on today. It's Casey. Hey, is anybody trying to lose weight? You're eating healthy, but the scale is not budging? You may want to see if you're eating too many items from the reactive food list.
Strawberries, asparagus, Greek yogurt, oatmeal, turkey, salmon. That can be the very reason you're packing on the pounds.
That's Lynn Janae Resitas of the Metabolism Plan. She'll have all the details on the way. If you're heading out of town for a vacation, you might want to check into a healing hotel. We'll talk about those. But first, the Amens are here to help us gain mastery over our health. The Brain Warrior's Way can ignite your energy and focus, attack illness and aging, and transform pain into purpose, they say. Dr. Daniel Amen and warrior nurse spouse Tana Amen wrote this New York Times number one bestseller, The Brain Warrior's Way. Doctor, why must we become warriors?
Well, you're in a war for the health of your brain. Everywhere you go, someone's trying to shove bad food down your throat that will kill you early, addict you to a gadget. We're being just fed negative news that are stressing our bodies and brains out. Brain Warrior's Way, we want to teach you to be armed, prepared, and aware, because ultimately the war for your health is won between your ears in the moment-by-moment decisions your brains make.
Got it. Okay. I'm afraid. Right away, I'm a little bit anxious. Where do we begin? I mean, I thought I was doing good by drinking my protein shakes and everything else. Now I'm not so sure.
You might be.
Okay.
So, here's the thing. I practice martial arts for a reason. I grew up very poor and very, very sick. And I was attacked when I was 15 because of where we lived. I was almost raped. It was really, really scary, and I felt like a victim. And that's how a lot of people feel with their health and not knowing what to do. They feel victimized, especially if they've been sick or taking care of someone who is sick. They feel like they're in a war, and they feel victimized, or like you just said, very scared. And when I was attacked physically, I became a warrior for my health. I hate feeling like a victim. So I started training my body, and I started learning what to do to feel empowered. And when I got cancer, I started doing the same thing. I took that metaphor and applied it to my health. So I went, okay, I'm going to become a warrior for my brain and body. I'm going to become armed, prepared, aware. I'm going to learn how to not only win this war that I've been in, but I'm going to try to stay out of future fights. And that's, you might be doing some of the right things. A smoothie in the morning, as long as you're not putting a lot of sugar in it, could be really good if you're making the right kind of smoothie.
And the book is about decision making and falling in love with your brain so that you know why. So the Brain Warrior's Way is around this word mastery. So it's developing the mindset of a warrior, and getting well is about abundance, never deprivation. And we want people to really think about, am I a sheep? Am I just doing what everybody else is doing? Or am I a sheepdog? Am I really highly trained, purposeful? So mindset is critical. And then it's assessment. Can't change what you don't measure. And then sustenance. Tana, talk about that, because it's just so important.
So we want you to think like a warrior, train like a warrior, but you got to eat like a warrior too. And warriors eat to win. And all through history, ancient warriors ate for one reason. It was to win. And we've got to get back to that, because our food has become so adulterated that, we've got scientists creating food that addict you to their foods. They hook your pleasure centers. They're using sexy women and all these ways that you're not even making your own decisions about food anymore. You're being manipulated. We need you to start thinking about what you're eating and eat like a warrior, and there's no suffering required. You can use food as medicine and break those addictive cycles, but you need to make your own decisions.
Right.
So that's why I've created the cookbook to go along with the book, with over 130 recipes, but it's delicious, nutritious, how to do it on a budget, how to get your kids involved, how to do this over the holidays. You don't need to suffer, you just need to be armed, prepared, and aware. You have to have these tools.
The Brain Warrior's Way is the book. Ignite your energy and focus. Attack illness and aging. Transform pain into purpose, doctor.
Well, and also with the S is the right supplements, because most of America is not getting the nutrients it needs in diet. T tea is training. It's the daily habits. One really simple one is I start every day with today is going to be a great day, just to direct my mind. So many people have undisciplined minds that it really leads to anxiety, depression, panic, and fear. And so we teach people how to get control of their minds. E is essence, turning pain into purpose. When you've had cancer three times like Tana has, you know, rather than just be afraid, she really became knowledgeable about health and loves teaching other people, as do I. R is responsibility. Once you know this information, you have to share it. It's all about creating a brain warrior tribe. That's how we're trying to change the world. And Y is you need to do it for a year. Why? Because it takes time to change your brain, and it takes time to change your habits.
And this is one thing I really want to stress as we start off a new year, and it's something we've mentioned many times on this show, but when you try to change, you're going to fail because your brain is set up to do the thing it did yesterday, not the thing you want it to do today.
So we want you to start thinking of, instead of failing, falling. So we want you to not think of it as failure, but rather falling. So I practice martial arts because I like to feel empowered, like I said. And the first thing they taught me was, you're going to learn how to fall safely and fall a lot and how to get back up quickly. And there's no failing as long as you get up every time. So if you don't get up or you walk away, then you failed. But as long as you get up, if you fall 100 times and you get up 101, you have not failed.
What I love about you, Tana, is your energy and your passion and your conviction. And we could all use a little bit of that. I wish you had a supplement for conviction. Because what happens, especially this time of year, get-togethers and parties and hibernating in the winter, you say, ah, the heck with it. You know, give me that bag of cookies or whatever. You know, people take their health and sort of toss it away so easily, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And guess what? Christmas Day is the number one day of the year for admissions into the hospital for heart attacks and congestive heart failure because of that exact attitude. So we want to break that cycle. Warriors don't take, you know, thank God our real warriors don't take the holidays off. You can't take the holidays off. You can't show up on fight day and expect to win. You have to train every day, but it doesn't mean you have to be miserable. I actually put our entire holiday plan that we use in the cookbook, and it's delicious. There's desserts in there. There's snacks in there. Pumpkin muffins. You just have to know how to do it in a way that's going to serve you.
Yes. I'd love to have you people at my holiday parties. Now, I truly would. We want to empower people today. Well, we want to send them out to get the Brain Warrior's Way and the cookbook, of course. But let's empower people today. What's one thing we can do in our homes maybe to get rid of a food that doesn't serve us?
Well, I think that's what you ask yourself. Does this help my brain or does it hurt my brain? And when our 13-year-old decided to get healthy, I took her to the grocery store for an hour and a half, and all we did was read food labels. So if you just did one thing, is read and understand food labels, we teach you how to do that in the book, it just changes everything. If you love yourself, so that turns it on its head, motivation. If you love yourself, well, you're only going to feed yourself healthy things. If you had a $1 million racehorse, would you ever feed it junk food? Only if you were an idiot, right? I mean, you want to protect your investment, that amazing animal,
right.
But you are worth so much more. And so it's just shifting your mindset to believing that you are loved, that you are special, and then treating yourself that way, not being in love with things that hurt you.
Right.
We want people to be done with abusive relationships with food.
And another way I like to think of it, a woman said to me once, a holistic nurse, in fact, said, think of the date of your birth and if you were a car. So if you were still on the road, if that car was still on the road, it would be treated very, very specially, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Where can we go to find out more about all of you and all you do?
So we have a brand new podcast. We're really excited about it. It was number one on iTunes, Brain Warriors Way podcast.com. They can buy the book anywhere. And if they want to learn about our clinical work with patients, AmenClinics.com. So Amen like the last word in a prayer, clinics.com.
Well, you definitely are the answer to many people's prayers. You have 60 seconds. Why don't you give us some inspiration? Help us to feel good about ourselves so we'll want to get on the Brain Warriors Way.
So I love a quote. A warrior says to his master, "Master, why do you teach me to fight but speak of peace?" And the master replies, because it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
Tana Amon, it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war. The Brain Warrior's Way. She wrote it with her husband, Dr. Daniel Amon. Visit AmonClinics.com. Find them both on Facebook, too. If you'd like to be entered in a drawing to win a copy of their book, email caseyradio@gmail.com, and that's K-A-C-E-Y. We're going to keep shining on your health and happiness today with Lynn Janae Resitas. She says we need to find out what works best for our bodies. It's not the same for everyone. The healthy foods you eat may actually be slowing you down.
We're working too darn hard making the simple really tedious, really boring. We're exercising too darn much and eating too many healthy foods, as I like to say. And it's coming to bite us in the butt.
We can eat too many healthy foods?
Yes, you can. As a matter of fact, foods like strawberries, asparagus, Greek yogurt, oatmeal, turkey, salmon, that can be the very reason you're packing on the pounds.
Tell me more. How is that possible?
Well, when you eat foods that don't work for your chemistry, and we're all chemically different, healthy foods will cause inflammation. And inflammation is the basis for every single disease, obesity, and premature aging. So you really want to find the foods that work for your body. And I can tell you that everybody that's listening to your show, and you, are eating at least three healthy foods that are causing inflammation.
Wow, you know, I have to tell you, that's making some part of me say this makes sense, because sometimes I'll eat something good and not feel great afterwards.
Right? Have you ever had a day where you spend the day, you're like eating the healthiest foods, and you go to the spinning class, and you think you're doing everything right, and then you step on the scale, and the next day you've gained 1 or 2 pounds. It's frustrating.
Yes, it is frustrating. So how do we know what type we are?
What I did is I compiled a list of all of the healthy foods that were unhealthy for a large population. 85% of people are reactive to the foods that I just told you, and 70% would be reactive to tomato sauce and green beans and pork, and 50% would be reactive to these foods. So then I decided to say, well, what are the universally least inflammatory foods? And that's what we put in the beginning of the metabolism plan. So in that first week, you're losing 7 to 9 pounds, eating over 2,000 calories a day, every single day.
Wow.
It's amazing. I make a lot of friends that first week.
Oh, my gosh, that's fantastic. And then what happens the second week? We start to add some of the other foods, or
no? We start to test the foods that might be more inflammatory. So this is all based on years of my research. And in the beginning, what we want to do is we want to lower inflammation as much as possible. And this speeds fantastic healing. In fact, in the first week, we work a lot with type 1 and type 2 diabetics. We can reduce insulin by 30% for type 1 diabetics and 50% for type 2 diabetics. We can cut thyroid meds by 20% in that first week. Your body is healing and losing weight.
Wow.
And it's pretty addictive, let me tell you, because wine, cheese, and chocolate are part of the diet, too.
Oh, I like that.
That's how I make a lot of friends. That second week, what we start to do is we start to test foods that are more inflammatory. And that third week, foods that are even more inflammatory. And when you see yourself gain 1.3 pounds from asparagus, and that's a typical weight gain from asparagus, and you start to have joint pain or migraine or depression or constipation, or because that's what a reactive food will do, you'll say, you know what, I don't need the asparagus anymore. If I'm going to gain a pound, it's going to be from pizza. You know what I'm saying? So it's very compelling to find the foods that work for your chemistry, and it might be that beef burger instead of the turkey burger, and those are the foods that you plug in. On the same note, exercise can cause inflammation too. If you exercise too intensely, Casey, what you do is you raise cortisol, your stress hormone, which attacks your thyroid, your master gland for your metabolism. So I'll see people lose weight with, you know, a 10, 20-minute run. As soon as they start doing that 30 and 40 and 50-minute run, not only are they causing weight gain, but they're slowing their metabolism. And that's not why you exercise.
Because they've stressed their thyroid with too much exercise for their type.
Exactly. You know, when you look at a marathon and you see people running by and you're like, oh, my God, that's a runner's body. You look amazing. And then you see other people and you're like, really? You run a 5K? These people have chosen an exercise that doesn't work for their body. And what I want you to do is I want you to stop exercising so darn much and slowing your metabolism down, and find the exercises that work for you, the type, the duration, and the intensity.
We're talking to Lynn Genet. The book is The Metabolism Plan, Exercise Less, Lose More. Why is asparagus 85% reactive?
You know, it's really interesting. Every food has its health benefits, and every food has its potential health risks. And foods can contain dozens, if not hundreds, of compounds. And some of those compounds might interfere with your chemistry. Now, when we're younger, we're at our digestive peak. But really, over the age of 35, we start to lose digestive enzymes, stomach acid, and even our saliva decreases. That's why it can be so frustrating when you're like, I don't understand. When I was in my 20s, I could eat asparagus and spinach and lose all this weight. And now I'm eating the same foods and I'm gaining weight. It's not that your metabolism is slowing down. It's your digestive function is slowing down.
Well, so our digestive function slows, but our metabolism really doesn't?
Our metabolism doesn't if we eat the foods and do the exercise that work for us. Because here's what happens. This is interesting. When you exercise too intensely, remember I said it raises your stress hormone cortisol, which inhibits your thyroid, your metabolic function. When you eat healthy foods that don't work for you, you increase cortisol, which once again inhibits metabolic function. So it's not that our metabolism slows as we age. It's that we need to find the right exercises and the right foods that work for us. And then your metabolism is humming along like you're in your teens.
All right, let's stay with this. Page 191, there are healthy foods that hurt your thyroid. I'm afraid to pronounce the word. How do you say it?
Goitrogen.
Goitrogen is a food that depletes thyroid function, and asparagus tops the list because we're going alphabetically on this particular list. But also raw kale is on
raw
this list.
Raw kale, yeah. So certain foods can have the goitrogens deactivated by cooking, and the two best ones are kale and broccoli. You can have those cooked, and your thyroid's going to be humming along. You are just going to be at your metabolic peak. But as soon as you have that raw kale salad that you're so virtuously eating, you just gave your poor metabolism a drop kick.
And also cauliflower. You know, I can eat a whole head of cauliflower.
You know what? That kills me. You know, it kills me that, well, if you're the 15% that it works for, then definitely eat cauliflower because it has a lot of health benefits. But cauliflower is 85% reactive. And the irony is so many people are having that mashed cauliflower instead of the mashed potatoes, and potatoes are incredibly low reactive. They're fantastic. Just about everybody passes potatoes.
Everybody passes potatoes, but cabbage is a high goitrogen.
Exactly.
What does that mean, goitrogen?
Goitrogen, you know, you might remember an old term when people had these lumps in their necks, and it was called goiters.
Right.
Yeah, that was thyroid dysfunction. So, yeah, it's as easy as finding the foods and the exercise that works for you. We find that people lose 9 to 10% of their body weight in their first month at the plan, and they find that they have a lot more time. All that time you were spending in the gym, you find you don't need to. And then we have the folks that feel like they don't exercise at all because they think they need to spend an hour 5 days a week. That's not true. Most people just need to exercise anywhere from 8 to 12 minutes during the week. And on the weekends, you can maybe go a little more gung-ho. But it's really hard when people feel like their body is the enemy. You know, you're sitting next to your best friend in the spin class, and, you know, why does she look great, and why do I keep gaining weight? You think there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
And there isn't. Your body's actually saying, I love you. Spinning is really bad for us. Let's do yoga or let's do weight training. Right? So when you gain weight in response to a healthy stimulus, that's your body saying, this isn't working. And people would come to me in tears saying, Lynn, I don't understand what's going wrong. I'm eating the oatmeal, I'm having the salmon, you know, I'm having the steamed vegetables, and I keep gaining weight. They feel like their bodies betrayed them.
Yeah.
And that's just a bad place to be.
Well, you know, a good place to start is to take the food list that you have for week one and also the reactive food list. That would be great on page 14. Just copy the reactive food list page and put that on your refrigerator. That is definitely going to help. This is fascinating stuff. I'm going to give it a try, Lynn Janae.
Oh, how exciting!
I'm excited to be on my metabolism plan. I pride myself in being a very healthy eater, and I see that, you know, the weight doesn't come off like it used to anymore, because I used to be able to drop 5 pounds, you know, in a heartbeat, but maybe it's sitting down with that bowl of cauliflower and hummus that's slowing my thyroid.
It's so funny. Hummus is actually my devil food, and I was a vegetarian for 25 years, and now I can't eat a bean to save my life. I have a teaspoon of hummus, I gain a pound, my stomach bloats, I get a sinus migraine, so that's my body saying, nope, to put that aside.
No to the chickpeas for you, that's a reactive food for you. Really fascinating stuff. Where can we find out more?
Well, you can go to my website, lynjanet.com, that's LYNGENET, lots of information on there, and of course you can always go to my Facebook page, wonderful community, full of people I absolutely love, and that's the Lynn Janae Plan.
Find the Lynn Janae Plan on Facebook. And her new book is called The Metabolism Plan. If you'd like to be in the drawing to win a copy, email me at kaceyradio.com, K-A-C-E-Y. Now, coming up next month, I am happy to report I've been asked to be the keynote speaker at the Awaken Fair, March 26th at the DoubleTree in Tarrytown. Isn't that exciting? Visit awakenfairs.com. I hope you're in town for that. But if you're headed out of town, Ann Bigging hopes you'll stay at one of her healing hotels.
Healing Hotels of the World was found 10 years ago, created through the passion of my personal passion for everything that has to do with making the world a better place. And I have been on my own holistic health path for many, many years, I'm also a professional in tourism for many years. I've consulted governments and the U.S. a lot and hotels. And so putting things together, coming from a professional point, coming from my heart's intention to help people to go where they can go to places where, you know, they are assisted in many ways so that their life becomes a little better.
Okay, so do I go to a healing hotel just for healing? Or can I make myself available to a healing hotel if I just happen to be traveling and in town?
Oh, yeah, well, you can do both. So sure. One is you are in town, let's say in Bangkok, right? And you want to stay at a hotel which has beautiful, sensible features, which has a good energy there. Everything is very sensible. The light, the noise, it's all about there, you know, to take care of you. And then a beautiful spa, you can, even if you stay for a day or two, you can have a consultation with a professional health supporter. And then you have, you know, you can talk, do a little bit of massages, a little bit of nutrition experiences. So that is the entry point, right?
Right.
But the core of healing hotels is based on very strict criteria. So our partner hotels, what I just described, would be an urban healing hotel. But a resort hotel where people go for a week, 2 weeks, sometimes even for a month, you know, is really to get into a situation where they can look at their life and see, what can I do better? How can I really live my life that I don't feel stressed out, that I'm happy in my heart, that I feel wholesome, that my health is good? And so according to our criteria, the whole resort is set up in that way. And you can go, let's say, for a typical old-fashioned thing is go and detoxes. The newer thing is about looking and, you know, what are my stress levels? Why am I stressed? Even if I work a lot or a mother or going through things in our life. Understanding what, you know, is going on in my life and then learning how to take charge of it. During that time, it's not a boot camp, Casey. It's not a boot camp. It's a tender, sweet, loving process.
Well, I would expect nothing less from you, but sweet and loving. Sweet and loving
you.
On the menu. Now, where can we find these hotels? I'm sure we can go to healinghotels.com, but how many of these are there?
So we have 110 hotels all over the world, in all 6 continents. You can find them on the website, and they are very in size. In the smallest one has 3 rooms in New Zealand. I think an average is about 55 to 60 rooms, and again, from Bali to California and Mexico and all over the world.
Any in New York yet?
No, my friend, but hopefully coming on very soon. I'm hopeful.
That's Anne from healinghotelsoftheworld.com. And on that note, our thought for the day from Maya Angelou, who said, "Perhaps travel cannot prevent bigotry, but by demonstrating that all peoples cry, laugh, eat, worry, and die. It can introduce the idea that if we try and understand each other, we may even become friends. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey, an Ella's Leash production. The content of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, is intended for general information purposes only. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at kcradio.com. Join Casey for another edition of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, next Sunday morning, right here on Real Country, 920 WGHQ, 1260 WBNR, and 1420 WLNA.